Friends, roadies, countrymen, and everyone in the international community, it's me, J.E., John Edmund, once again, to talk to you about people who changed the world. I'm focusing on a couple of people I wrote songs about on my album called Legends That Shaped South Africa. And as I said in a previous podcast, some of these people went on to change the world. This week, I'm going to talk about Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi, now known as Mahatma, meaning saint. And here are a few reasons and facts about this icon. He was born on the 2nd of October in 1869 in Porbandar in India. Following local custom, he was married to a young girl called Kasturba at the age of 13. But he was, before that, a human, normal, naughty little boy. He smoked, ate meat, which was against his religion, and even stole the odd item. He was an average student at school, but managed to go to England to study law at the Inner Temple Law Facility at the University College of London in 1888. He was called to the bar in 1891. One of my favourite quirks of this man was his humour. After writing a paper at the university, he handed it in to his professor, who read it, put a red line through it, and on the last page he wrote right across the paper, "Idiot!" Gandhi later said to the professor, "Thanks for signing my paper." After graduation, he went back to India in 1891. Now, in the early 1860s, before Gandhi was born, the British needed labourers to work in the sugarcane fields, plantations, railways and mines in their colony of Natal. So indentured labour was recruited in India, which of course was a British Empire position in those days. These Indian people did not have any human rights whatsoever in Natal, and this was of great concern to Gandhi. So in 1893, he accepted a position in an Indian law firm in Durban, and there he began his tireless fight for human rights. He was a legal counsel for a merchant called Dada Abdullah in South Africa, and he experienced many human rights abuses when he was there. In fact, he was almost lynched by a group of white men when he arrived in the country. He then decided to adopt his strategy of passive resistance. It was known as Satyagraha. In South Africa, he was imprisoned many times, and post-Boer War, when he was in prison, he even made a pair of sandals for Jan Smuts, the then Prime Minister of South Africa. Actually, Smuts had a great respect for his adversary, Mohandas Gandhi. Gandhi bought a farm outside Durban, which was called Phoenix, and there, in 1904, he formed the Natal Indian Congress and used the location to teach basic survival skills like cloth weaving and farming, as well as leading people in prayer and meditation. He also printed his newspaper there. It was called The Indian Opinion. In 1910, Gandhi did a similar thing up in Johannesburg. And with the help of Hermann Kallenbach, a German Jewish activist, he founded Tolstoy Farm outside Johannesburg. He called it Tolstoy as he was a great admirer of the Russian author and activist Leo Tolstoy, who wrote the famous book War and Peace. Tolstoy was a wealthy Russian who cast away all his riches and possessions and began a life of non-possession. He was excommunicated from the Russian Orthodox Church for criticizing their modus operandi. Gandhi began a correspondence with Tolstoy, and they were, as one could say, on the same page. Tolstoy was very honored to know that a farm in South Africa nurturing human rights and passive resistance bore his name, Tolstoy. Tolstoy bucked against, as he said, humanity's refusal or inability to use the key to happiness in Christ's teachings. 1898 saw the start of the Boer War, and being against violence, yet trying to appease the British government, Gandhi formed the Natal Indian Ambulance Corps, which consisted of 1,100 Indian volunteers. They were called body snatchers by the British troops and did great work, even under fire. Mr. Vere Stent, the editor of the Pretoria News, came across Gandhi at the Battle of Spion Kop and was amazed at Gandhi's stoic countenance in the heat of the battle. As a matter of fact, Gandhi and 37 other Indians won the Queen's South Africa Medal for service in the war. As I said in a previous podcast, both Gandhi and Churchill were at the Battle of Spion Kop together, and I don't think they even knew it. My song, The Jewel of India, focuses on this period of Gandhi's life and covers his role in the Boer War and his fight for Indian self-rule. Actually, Gandhi had great empathy for the Boers fighting for freedom from the yoke of British imperialism. But strangely, he did not want to be grouped with Africans after the 1906 Zulu unrest. In 1915, Gandhi returned to India, aged 45, and continued his fight for Indian self-rule. This champion of passive resistance went to prison many times and often fasted as a protest. In a previous podcast, I mentioned that Churchill deemed Gandhi's quest for Indian independence as a threat to the British Empire. Gandhi was a vegetarian, never drank, and he practiced what they call ahimsa, that is, non-injury of all living things, even ants. He only wore khadi, homespun clothes made of cotton, and wanted all religions to respect one another. In 1947, India was divided into Hindu India and Muslim Pakistan and attained their independence. Since Gandhi was very accommodating towards Muslims, he was assassinated in New Delhi on his way to prayers by a Hindu fanatic called Nathuram Godse. On the 30th of January 1948, three shots to the chest killed Mahatma Gandhi. And as my song quotes, the jewel of India stopped shining in the dark. Well, folks, it's time to go. Till next time. In the meantime, stay safe, keep an eye on my website, and don't forget to like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Should you want to listen to any of my songs, like The Jewel of India, they're all available on popular music platforms. Speak soon. Bye for now. Tot ziens, salagashle, and zwakanaka.